Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, you had a buy.
Yes.
For us. I want to hear it.
Yeah. So my guy that I'm buying, you know, even though it might not be a buy low, it's Jaylen Waddle. Like I said, you're not going to be buying low. I think he's worth consideration as someone to target, though, because of his recent production. And Teddy Bridgewater, you know, kind of targeted him at a similar rate to Tua, even when he came back in relief of him last week. Outside of his monster performance against the Ravens, where he garnered 19 targets, remember 11 catches, it was like 180-some yards, 2 touchdowns. His volume has been decent at best. It's been like 5 targets week 1, 6 in week 3, and then 5 again last week with Teddy Bridgewater coming in. Looking ahead, he has 3 really strong matchups out of 4, including one with Pittsburgh, but he's playing against the Jets, who had that shootout with the Browns, the Vikings, who are they're pretty good, but they're not that good, and then the Lions, which is just going to be probably lighting it up on offense. The Lions, like we said, highest scoring offense, worst scoring defense. It's a really fantasy conducive schedule. Even though Teddy Bridgewater is a quarterback, there's a chance that his value could skyrocket over the second quarter of the season. And this is probably the lowest that you'll get him, you know, even following that 40-point performance. It's relatively low for where I think he's going to be in a few weeks.
I'm with you, man. I love that. You know, and take advantage of this bad week. Take advantage of the fact that, you know, Teddy Bridgewater is going to be their quarterback this week, that they're going to have 2 bad weeks of Jaylen Waddle. And that might not be the case. We saw what Teddy Bridgewater did, you know, in Carolina, right? He was able to be just fine with DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson. So I wouldn't necessarily look him as being a really bad thing for Tyreek Hill or Jaylen Waddle. So I'm with you on that one, man. Jaylen Waddle is going to be ranked again in my top 12 regardless this week, regardless of who's at quarterback. You know, Tua is going to get done, obviously, and you'd rather have him behind center, but I think Teddy B is going to be fine with that in Miami.
Yes.
I love it. Definitely. I love it. All right, cool, man. Let's see who else I had here. Oh, you know what? Before we go to the next one, let's look at some questions here.
Yeah.
Let's look at some questions. Should I trade? Zap OG is asking, should I trade AJ Dillon or Drake London? How are you feeling about this one?
Okay, so I feel like they're both in a similar situation. You know, if you can't really equate running backs to wide receivers, but they're both to points where we know they're talented. They just haven't really produced as much as they can. AJ Dillon because he's working with Aaron Jones, and Drake London because it's just a weird offense, as we've seen. Both of them are guaranteed some work. I do like Drake London more than I did before, but I think AJ Dillon has more value for you still as a running back than Drake London. I wouldn't necessarily do this straight up one for one. Chances are you have AJ Dillon in the starting spot unless you're in a smaller league. Drake London, I see him as a wide receiver 3 right now. So I would say if AJ Dillon, chances are he's your running back 2, I would maybe keep AJ Dillon. I wouldn't do that trade.
If you need a wide receiver, I would do it. If you need a wide receiver. I think Drake London is a wide receiver 2 now. He was to be in my top 24 this week. He's just balling out. He's balling out of his mind. He is number 1 in the NFL in target share. And that's not among rookies. That's among all wide receivers. And that's right. A great feat. Now, this is a low volume passing offense. So that high target share doesn't mean as much in terms of it counting for fantasy points. However, the fact that he's able to do what he's done over the first 4 weeks of the season, he's been balling. The tape has been out of control. The dude looks really, really good. We know how good Kyle Pitts is. and he cannot earn target share right now over Drake London. And, you know, I think if you need a wide receiver, I would make this deal. I would assume, Zap, OG, that you have some running backs. And if you do, and you're not going really depleting your running back depth, or if AJ Dillon's sitting, I would make this deal if Drake London is going to slide into your starting lineup. So right. It really depends on your roster, what it looks like. But if Dillon is like, if you're going between Dillon and another running back in your starting lineup, and Dillon could potentially be on your bench this week, and Drake London was slide right to your wide receiver to a wide receiver three spot, I would do it. We know what AJ Dillon's upside is without Aaron Jones. We know what that looks like. We know that AJ Dillon's going to get 15 to 18 carries a lot of weeks. However, you know, he's still in timeshare for now. He doesn't get a lot of the, you know, the touches that we're looking for, especially in the pass game. As you know, we thought that might happen after week one, but you know, after 4 weeks, a bigger sample size, you know, Dillon's real value is going to come when Aaron Jones, if Aaron Jones is ever off the field. So yeah, I think I'll do it depending on the situation. Okay, let's move on to the next buy, and you were buying Jalen Waddle high. I'm buying DK Metcalf high, and you know, part of the reason
I like
is,
that one.
Yeah. Thank you, Zach. there were two reasons why Metcalf was off my draft radar, right? And I don't have him on a lot of teams this year, admittedly. I do have him on one team because he slid to like the fifth round or something like that, which was insane. So I was like, I'm going to bet on the talent here. Geno Smith was one of the reasons, right? Not having Russell Wilson anymore. Number two, that this was a slow, prehistoric, run-heavy offense, right?
Yeah.
Smith has been efficient so far this year. So that, you know, has been proved wrong already, and that can continue to be proved wrong moving forward. And number two, you know, this is a top heavy target distribution where Geno is only targeting DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett right now, right? Yeah. And in the red zone, and he'll go for his tight ends. But for the most part, it's those two guys. And then number three, the pace, like we talked about over the past couple of days, has picked up significantly. And because of that, I'm buying high. I don't think the Seahawks offense is at a point where they're going to regress. You know, obviously we saw this crazy ass game between the Lions and the Seahawks.
Yeah.
And a lot of people who have these two guys might simply think that, you know, it's not going to continue, right? Or DK Metcalf had just had a couple big games like he's had in the past, and then they don't want to buy him anymore, right? So I think advantage of that sentiment and what we're used to with DK Metcalf kind of going being up and down. Even last year with Russell Wilson, there were a lot of games where we couldn't count on DK Metcalf. But seems like Pete Carroll is trusting Geno to keep the offense extremely fast paced. And if that continues, you know, in terms of, and when I say fast paced, what I mean is that they're not waiting until, you know, the play clock hits three or two before they snap the ball. They're hitting that at like 10 to 15 seconds, which is a significant increase in plays per game. And that's just going to increase the value of every single Seahawk. Rashad Penny, Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf, Geno Smith. All these guys their values have increased at this point. So DK Metcalf is the best playmaker on that team. He's got it done over the past 2 weeks that correlated with the increased pace. And I'm buying high right now.
Yeah, I think that's a good call. Like I said, I agree with that one. I actually really like that one. And I know that you said your objections to DK Metcalf having the season were Geno Smith and the pace of play, which that was everyone's problem, you know, I think with DK Metcalf. That's probably why you were able to get him in the fifth round in that one draft. But Geno Smith, you know, I'm kind of entering the territory where I'm thinking, okay, is this really like a fluke? Is Geno Smith just like, is this going to stop? I don't know if it's going to. Geno Smith seems like he's a decent quarterback. A good quarterback, one that's definitely capable of producing, supporting two fantasy relevant wide receivers in DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. A lot of DK Metcalf being a buy high right now is because of Geno Smith. As long as Geno Smith is playing, it's really good. Dare I say that I'm more confident with DK Metcalf in my lineup this season with Geno Smith at quarterback than I was last season with Russell Wilson at quarterback. Because,
oh my God,
Russell Wilson, you know, he would be on and off of DK Metcalf, but Geno Smith has been looking DK Metcalf's way over and over and over to open the season. And he gets a good matchup against Detroit, and DK Metcalf produces, Tyler Lockett produces. It's looking very good for DK Metcalf as long as his offense can continue to be what it's been through these first 4 weeks. And I don't see that stopping. So I really do like DK Metcalf. I actually got a piece of him in a couple of my leagues because he dropped so far. And when you watch DK Metcalf on the field, it is just, you're reminded why, you know, he was just such a star coming into the league, and he's showing it now. You know, things look bleak. He got the extension. He's in Seattle. So he's invested there. I think there shouldn't be any worries about DK Metcalf moving forward. He's a solid high, or even a high end wide receiver two for me right now.
I can see that, man. And don't be surprised if he's wide receiver one at some point in the next couple of weeks. He's in my top 12 if they continue this. For right. Week one, 26% target share. Week two, 20% target share. Week three, 28% target share. Week four, 36% target share. So it's legit, and it's going up.
Yeah.
On a Wednesday.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, let's move on to the next. Well, actually, you know what? Let's answer a question. I keep forgetting about these people who are here with us. I keep forgetting this is live. Robert Alcala is asking, would you trade Christian McCaffrey for DeAndre Hopkins and J.K. Dobbins?
So assuming I have Christian McCaffrey.
I would assume that we have Christian McCaffrey and we are trading away Christian McCaffrey for DeAndre Hopkins and J.K. Dobbins. Should we do it? And I'm assuming that's what you mean, Robert. And if it's not, put it in the comments. But I would assume when you say four, I'm assuming you have CMC and you're going to trade him for D-Hop and Dobbins. Can I go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
No. Not
yeah. So before you explain, my answer is also no. But go ahead, get into it.
I wouldn't do it, man. Listen, CMC is a high-end RB1. There's not too many of those right now. DeAndre Hopkins is not an elite wide receiver. You know, even last year he only was sitting around 20% share, right? And when we're talking elite wide receiver target share, it's around 30%, 28%, 27%. But 20% target share is not going to get it done for you. You know, we definitely depended on those touchdowns from D-Hop last year when he did get it done. There's no creativity on this offense. Marquise Brown is there. So, you know, targets are going to be distributed between DeAndre Hopkins, Hollywood Brown, Rondell Moore, Zach Ertz. So I would expect the target share to be at 20%, you know, and usually the big dogs eat first, but if that was the case, he would have ate last year, right?
Yeah.
With AJ Green and Christian Kirk there, right? So Hollywood's upgrade over Kirk. Zach Ertz is there all year. He's there all year long. I wouldn't make this deal. Also, J.K. Dobbins, you know, somebody I'm looking to potentially sell. You know, you know, we weren't going to get into him on this episode, but J.K. Dobbins, like, you know, he scored the two touchdowns, right? Not only that, you know, but there is a feeling that J.K. Dobbins is just good work from here. I don't know that he does. This could potentially be a split backfield in the entire time for the rest of the year. Him coming off the ACL, judging by how they used him during his rookie year, they never gave him the reins to the backfield. Gus Edwards is going to be back at some point. If I'm not mistaken, John Harbaugh said that, you know, Gus Edwards is going to start practicing this week. So because of that, you know, he might be back at some point over the next couple of weeks. And Gus Edwards is an upgrade, you know, over the guy that he's splitting with right now. So I don't know. You know, it's mm-hmm. like, what are you going to get in Dobbins? Low-end RB2 who is going to be touchdown dependent, a mid RB2 who's going to be touchdown dependent. He's a great right. talent, but he's coming off the ACL. I don't want to invest in that. And the fact that he got a receiving touchdown last week, I think that's an anomaly too.
Yeah.
So that's not going to happen too often. So I would say to hold off on that, keep CMC, and maybe instead of trading your stud for two lesser options, maybe you try to do the opposite. You know, maybe trade two of your lesser guys for one stud. I think that will serve you better.
Yeah. For me, with this trade, you know, my gripe is there's situations like you talked about DeAndre Hopkins. You know, he said usually big dogs eat first, but that hasn't been the case with him in Arizona. And they're getting a lot of help at receiver coming back these next few weeks. It's going to be a really busy wide receiving core and tight ends. You know, Zach Ertz will be able to do his thing too. So DeAndre Hopkins, I don't think he's going to have the volume to really be that high-end wide receiver one that we knew when he was in Houston. But then also, you know, I look at Christian McCaffrey and his situation. It's a complete opposite. Here's an offense with the wide receivers and quarterback sputtering. You know, we need to produce, and we have Christian McCaffrey on our team. Who are they going to get the ball to the most? He just got his first true, like, strong fantasy performance of the season. His utilization came through. He got that touchdown, and he looked as close from a fantasy perspective to the Christian McCaffrey that we knew this season, as he has all season and last week. So Christian McCaffrey, he's still on the upswing, I think. You know, things are, they're figuring out how that he is the best weapon at this point with Baker Mayfield at quarterback. So Christian McCaffrey, I'd have him locked in. I don't know if I'd even think about trading him right now because Christian McCaffrey,
I wouldn't.
He's looking like that guy. And, you know, you think, oh, maybe Dobbins. They add Dobbins, DeAndre Hopkins. This is a classic case of sell high, I think. I'm not even treating Dobbins as an ad right now. It was either – it looked to me like DeAndre Hopkins for Christian McCaffrey, which is an immediate no. It didn't help that Dobbins was added on there. He had one good week. And we don't know what we're going to get from him. CMC is the sure thing. DeAndre Hopkins, Dobbins, no.
I'm with you. All right, before we move on, I want to talk about Underdog Fantasy and their pick-ems. We've been on a roll. We got 7 out of 8 right on Monday Night Football. Hope you guys played some of those. We saw a bunch of winning entries from the community. So I'm glad you guys are winning some money there. If you know fantasy, and you play fantasy, you have a pretty solid idea of what the matchups are going to look like, how these players are going to end up doing, you know, what their opportunity looks like going into the game. So I would check out all the different pick'em options Underdog Fantasy offers. And that includes this Thursday night. You can go on Underdog Fantasy right now, download the app, go on their website, make sure to use the code UPPERHAND to get your first deposit doubled up to $100. But yeah, go take a look at their pick'ems. We had Deebo Samuel going over on receptions and receiving yards. We had Jimmy G going over on passing yards. What else did we have? We had Matthew Stafford throwing at least one interception. So when you combine all of those things into one entry, you're going to start multiplying your money pretty nicely. So, you know, if you chose all of those correctly and like you choose three of those, like let's say you chose those three in one entry, you would have 6x your money. You can have an entry with two pick'ems, with three pick'ems. You can have them all the way up to 5. And if you get all of your pick'ems in your entry correct, you can win almost 20x what you put in. So you got to check it out. You know, they even offer pick insurance where your multiplier goes down. So maybe not 20x for 5 picks, but they give you the leeway of getting one of your picks wrong. So you'll still will win money if you get one of those picks wrong. So two things sportsbooks don't let you do. One is that they don't let you get any picks in your parlays wrong, right? If you get one pick wrong, you're done. You lose no matter what. And two, they don't allow for correlation in one parlay. So, for example, I chose Deebo Samuel over receptions and on over yards. You can't do that in a parlay or even in the same game parlay on these other, you know, sports books, but you can do that on Underdog. So if you see a good matchup that you like, you can kind of hammer that in on one particular player. So go check out Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you use the code, promo code UPPERHAND, all one word, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100. Again, that's code UPPERHAND, all one word, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100. The pick'ems are live right now for this Thursday night, so you can start putting in your entries now. And I'll have my sheet out as well on Thursday morning.